Morning and welcome to CSIS. I think on the eve of our presidential elections here in the United States, I think it's worth remembering that the next U.S. administration will need to rebuild and revitalize America's most important alliances to deal, more effectively with a long list of security problems. And I think it's worth remembering the role of one of our oldest and closest allies, Greece, with Plato in NATO, so to speak. Greece is at the center of several overlapping regions, very important regions, where U.S. and NATO interests are both evident and sometimes very challenged. The Balkans, the Black Sea, Caspian Corridor, and, of course, the Eastern Med. I do believe that a stronger and more proactive U.S.-Greek partnership can greatly enhance our capabilities and Greek capabilities and successes in all three regions and beyond. And we are very honored and very happy to have with us today the Deputy Defense Minister of the Hellenic Republic, who can better help us understand security priorities from the Greek side and the security challenges that Greece faces, and indeed what Greece expects from the next U.S. administration here in Washington. I will introduce Ioannis in a moment. Let me just say very briefly, happy, as always, to have with us Ambassador Malias, a good friend of CSIS, almost a fellow of CSIS. In fact, one of the things we're planning to do later this year, hopefully will be finalized, is to have a Greek fellow here at CSIS over the next few years. It's been decided now in Athens, and I think it will work out. So without further ado, let me briefly introduce Ioannis. He has a very varied background, very impressive and varied career. He was appointed as a permanent member of the Committee of Tourism in 2001 by the President of the Hellenic Republic. He's a member of the Association of Graduates of Biochemical Engineering at the University of London, as well as the City University Business School. He's a member of Parliament's Special Permanent Committee of Protection of the Environment. He's the New Democracies Assistant Supervisor of Tourism and a member of the Parliamentary Delegation of Production, Trade, Protection of the Environment and Orthodoxy. He was elected Member of Parliament of La City with New Democracy in 2004 and 2007. And in October 2007, he was appointed Deputy Minister of Defense, in which capacity he is here with us. So welcome to CSIS, Ioannis.
Thank you very much, Ioannis. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great pleasure for me to be here at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, one of the largest and most important think tanks. I would like to thank the director of the new European Democracies Project, Mr. Bugatsky, and his warm hospitality. Ladies and gentlemen, Greece's location is of special geostrategic significance. Geographical location has always been and will continue to be an inevitable factor in the formulation of the foreign policy of all countries. For Greece, which is a point of convergence for three continents and different cultures, at the crossroads between East and West, defense readiness and seeking alliances in order to ensure our national integrity have always been essential. The vision of promoting cooperation among states in southeastern Europe dates back to the 19th century. At that time, however, it did not succeed in leading to a viable scheme of an interstate cooperation. The 20th century did not offer great opportunities for reconciliation among Balkan states, neither at the level of bilateral relations nor in the context of multilateral cooperation. Territorial claims, alliances with great powers, and during the Cold War, adherence to different, broader ideological and political establishments were factors that, with a few exceptions, did not allow a Balkan rapprochement. It was during this time the strong alliance between the United States and Greece was really founded. Those traditionally good bilateral relations are steady and stable, based on long history of shared principles and values, on joint struggles, on our participation in NATO. Ladies and gentlemen, until the reestablishment of democratic rule in July 1974, following a dictatorial regime which lasted 4 years, Greece had not developed substantial ties of friendship and cooperation with its neighboring states on the Balkan Peninsula at neither the bilateral nor multilateral levels. The situation changed dramatically in the following years as a consequence of the efforts put forth by the government of the late Konstantinos Karamanlis, 1974-1990. Ladies and gentlemen, things have changed in our days. The Balkans are no longer considered the powder keg of Europe. Yet, Southeastern Europe should receive a special attention and consideration. Though the situation today might not be comparable to the volatile mixture of the past, it still remains fluid and therefore fragile. Greece, the most developed country in the region and a member of the United Nations, European Union and NATO for many decades, has undertaken a particularly important role. One might say leading and difficult role. Greece devotes great effort in making sure that it does not simply react to developments and challenges after they occur. We expend great effort in being one step ahead of such developments. Through a long-term strategy, we follow the developments on the ground closely and shape our policies accordingly. Our constant goals are peace, security, stability and prosperity. We believe that maximizing the bonds between countries of the region will get practical solutions to various horizontal issues that face the region. This also helps engage countries focus on the numerous and important issues that unite them rather than those that separate them. Greece strongly believes that in today's interdependent world, a threat towards one state constitutes a threat to the other. Security is not divisible. As a result of the Greek-Bulgarian initiative and with a view to promoting dialogue, peace, stability in the Balkans, the Southeastern Europe cooperation process was established in 1996. Cooperation among different defense ministries of Southeastern Europe, a series of activities and initiatives in the military, technological sector, among others, aiming at creating a regional security system to which Greece aspires to contribute substantially. As an example of this enhanced cooperation, the European Union Battle Group Helbrook has been established with the participation of Bulgaria, Romania, and Cyprus, with Greece as the framework nation. Ladies and gentlemen, Greece is committed to the promotion of peace and security. Greece is present in international operation and mission because it is committed to fulfilling its obligation stemming from its participation in international organizations, including the Alliance. By providing human resources, means and capabilities in numerous crisis management and anti-terrorist operations undertaken in cooperation with partners and allies, Greece actively participates, among other places, in Kosovo, Afghanistan, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Chad, and Lebanon. Moreover, Greece contributes to capabilities and capacity building of countries in need such as Afghanistan and Iraq. It also provides NATO facilities of critical importance without which operation could be jeopardized. Apart from the major importance of the Suda base complex facilities, it will be an omission not to mention capabilities offered, such as the recently inaugurated NATO Maritime Interdiction Operation Training Center in the Suda facility and the Multinational Peace Support Operation Training Center in Kilkis. Currently, Greece participates in peacekeeping operation with more than 3,000 staff. To this, we should add heavily contribution in terms of equipment and other services provided, vehicles, vessels, air transportation, amounting almost to $400 million in the years 2003 and 2007. being the most stable and reliable partner in our broader region and situated on the crossroads of Europe, Africa, and the Middle East, are elements that strengthen our international position and role. Ladies and gentlemen, we actively participate in both NATO's and the European Union activities and would like to see the establishment of a closer cooperation between these two institutions. Greece believes that the enlargement of NATO and the European Union is a golden opportunity for the countries for broader region. On the other hand, and the accession of the Southeastern Europe to the NATO and the European family will lead to the cultural, political and financial enrichment of both of them. A country's accession to the European Union, for example, does not only mean strengthening of economy. It is mainly a political decision, as Konstantinos Karamanlis used to say. Greece's strategic goal in Southeastern Europe is to create the preconditions for stability, functioning democratic processes and institutions, cooperation, development and prosperity. The objective is the accession of all the countries in the region to the European Union and NATO. As the oldest member of both institutions in the region, Greece supports the accession efforts for every new candidate countries. It also supports the economies and societies of these neighboring states through public funding and extensive investment activity of pioneer Greek enterprises in the region. Of course, each country's adaptation to European and Euro-Atlantic standards is a long and difficult process. We haven't signed a white check for anyone. The common future towards which we endeavor can only be achieved if those who aspire to participate are truly prepared to adapt and implement the reforms required to respect the accession criteria, the principles and values of the European and the Euro-Atlantic institution. And this should be the message to all countries aspiring to join these institutions. It is not a message of exclusion, but a message of inclusion. It's a message that acknowledges the principle and values of the modern civilized world. These are the shared principles and values that constitute the foundation of our powerful European and Euro-Atlantic family. In this context, good neighborly relations are an essential criterion for accession. Greece wants to build the best possible relation with its northern neighbor, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Towards this goal, the Greek government stands ready for a compromise on the name issue. The Greek government has demonstrated leadership and has the political will for a solution, a negotiated, mutually acceptable solution to be valid internationally. The solution should compromise of a composite name for all purposes with a geographical qualifier to be reflected in firearms, constitution and passports and cemented through a United Nations Security Council resolution. I regret to say this is not the case in Skopje. The recently re-elected government has chosen anachronistic policies by promoting eruditism, hostile propaganda and cultivated tension and hatred in the hearts and minds of firearms citizens against Greece. Greece does not want winners or losers. We need a win-win solution that will pave the way for firearms further European and Euro-Atlantic integration. Committed to maintaining peace, security and stability in the broader region, Greece continues to work intensively for the improvement of Greek-Turkish relations and the elimination of tensions. Prime Minister Kostas Karamanlis paid a historic visit to Turkey in January this year. Greece supports Turkey's European perspective with a view to full accession, provided that full implementation of the relevant criteria is ensured. Full compliance, to our view, should lead to full accession, Turkey has to be after not only the target, but also the means. The fulfillment of the relevant criteria will prove that Turkey respects and shares the common European standards, including good neighborly relations. Ladies and gentlemen, the region of Southeastern Europe must remain the focus of our attention. Peace and security are not tasks or obligations for one country only. A crisis in the Balkans would affect the broader geostrategic environment. We look forward to the consolidation of peace, fraternity, and mutual understanding in Southeastern Europe. Greece plays a significant role towards this direction, a role that can be further developed. The continued strengthening of the excellent and long-standing cooperation between the United States and Greece can provide a further impetus in this respect. I would like, finally, to thank you all for your attention.
Okay, thank you very much, Ioannis. We'll have your comments up on our website a little bit later on this evening. So let's open up to comments, questions, clarifications, observations. If you could signal if you want to speak, and please state your affiliation as well, name and affiliation. Who's first? Okay, who's second? Okay, let me take the opportunity to ask you a question, particularly about NATO. Since the Russian invasion of Georgia in August, there's been some fears expressed among several countries in Central Eastern Europe, particularly the Baltic states, Poland, Romania, about the applicability of Article 5, NATO's security guarantee, mutual defense. How would Greece seek to reassure some of these so-called frontline states or the states that feel most vulnerable to Russian pressure that indeed NATO is an organization of common defense? And in other words, how to reassure these countries against any potential threats from Russia?
Well, the stance of Greece as a NATO member and as a country to assume the upcoming OSCE chairmanship is shaped on the basis of those principles, following a detailed evaluation of developments in the consultation with allies, partners, and friends, which means that the two main principles of our foreign policy is, of course, to solve the possible conflicts with dialogue, and, of course, respect the territorial integrity, the sovereignty, that have also been among the fundamental principles of our foreign policy. Of course, we welcome the establishment of the NATO-Georgia Commission, aiming at the coordination of the alliance efforts to assist Georgia in recovering from the effort to recent conflicts and to underpin Georgia to meet its Euro-Atlantic aspiration. So we feel that Greece has always supported Georgia's Euro-Atlantic integration, but Georgia and every possible country that wants to join the Euro-Atlantic organization should meet the requirements, which are the regional stability in the area and, of course, the continuation of the reforms.
Okay, thank you. Please, questions, comments?
Good morning. I'm Kolinda Grabar-Kitarovic. I am the Croatian ambassador to the United States.
I forgot to announce you. Sorry.
No problem. Mr. Deputy Minister, if you could elaborate on your position towards Kosovo and your relationship with both Pristina and Belgrade, please. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the question. I would like to state that concerning our region, indeed the situation in the Western Balkans requires continuous vigilance and attention, given the fact that we are facing rapid developments in the region. And Greece has repeatedly declared that our vision in that Southeastern Europe becomes an area of security and stability dominated with development and cooperation. To this respect, Greece is playing a crucial a dominant role in engaging stability and security in the region. He's taking part in the Regional Cooperation Council, as you probably know, the Southeastern Europe Cooperation, the Southeastern Europe Defense Material, and we also believe that the presence of KFOR is a crucial stabilizing factor in order to secure stability and security in the region.
Please.
Thank you, Minister. My name is Mark Lucas from the Fund for Peace. Regarding the dispute with FIROM, is this still considered an issue of regional security or more a dispute of historical, cultural issues?
I would like to clear our position. First of all, I would like to mention that with FIROM, we are neighbors. This is not going to change. So we are enhancing the dialogue process. We want to find a mutual acceptable solution in terms of the name issue under, of course, the UN. So we are working on this process. We want to find a solution that does not have winners or losers. We want a win-win solution. So we are expecting from the other side, from FIROM, to proceed to this direction.
Please. Any more questions, comments? This is your big opportunity, Bill.
Mr. Minister, I'm Bill Siefkin here from CSIS. Looking a little bit forward to the future, what would you see as your primary objectives as the Deputy Minister to build regional security? What would you see as the steps that you personally would like to see you and Greece take in the short term to add to the regional?
Well, Greece, as I have already mentioned, both in terms of NATO and the European Union, is taking part practically, both regionally and internationally. Regionally, we have trying to build strong relations with our neighbors. There are also direct investments by pioneers Greek enterprises in the region. And also, Greece is playing a crucial role internationally. Our presence is accommodated around 3,500 personnel in many missions, like in Afghanistan, in Kosovo, in Chad, in Lebanon, while that costs around 400 million USD dollars in the period 2003-2007. So we are committed to reinforce our position both regionally and internationally. For example, in Afghanistan, we are present with an engineer battalion of 426. We have offered 13 Leopards. Also, we are going to assume the command of the Kabul airport by 2010. We have offered financial help of around, in the period 2003 and 2007, of 60 million euro. Recently, in Suda base, we have inaugurated a maritime contradiction center, which shows that Greece is committed to the NATO, to his NATO obligation, and also his era for promoting peace, security, and stability in the region in order to counteract the asymmetric threats, which are terrorism, poverty, and all this stuff. So as a country, we are committed to meet our obligation both in the region and internationally, practically. So we will continue this process in order to ensure that stabilization, ensuring peace and security in the region, the broader region of the Balkans and internationally, is secured.
Please, over here.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Deputy Minister, my name is Tony Veloci. I'm the editor-in-chief of Aviation Week and Space Technology Magazine. How committed is Greece to the continued modernization of its defense forces?
Well, in order to meet the rapid developments in all aspects, we are implementing a new command structure which promotes jointness and ensures the centralized command and control of all military operation. At the same time, we upgrade and extend our command and control system, which will be utilized in joint operations in order to ensure the quick flow of information. Also, the ongoing transformation aims in reducing the number of units and creating new, more agile formations with increased firepower. So we modernize our equipment in all services, while at the same time we destroyed the old one. We have an ambitious plan to reorganize and modernize our national defense industry and increase its participation in the implementation of the armaments program.
If I may follow up quickly, please. In discussions with U.S. within the U.S. defense community, there's been considerable concern expressed about the interoperability or the lack thereof of Greece's military with that of other member states, other members of NATO. Is that a concern that you share?
I don't agree with your states. We feel that we should strengthen. We've already established excellent relations with the United States, and our aim is to reinforce and reconfirm this statement. And we feel that through the HLCC talks, which for the very first time they are upgraded, we feel that we are in a good position. We are strong allies with the United States. We have built strong relations. We have taken part. We are the only ones with the Britons and the American Britons and Greeks who have fought in all wars. So this chronologically has tested our common missions to evolve peace and security. And this fact will be strengthened in the future as well.
Thank you.
Zoris? Zoris Amari Georgievich, Defense Counselor at the Defense Attaché Office, Embassy of Montenegro. Good morning to everyone. Mr. Deputy Minister, could you be able to elaborate on your objectives in visiting Washington at this time, and what are the most important topics that you would address with your American interlocutors these days? Thank you.
Well, my visit to the United States is in terms of the HLCC meetings, which are the most fundamental and official talks on the political and military level between the two countries. As I've already mentioned, it is the very first time that these talks have been upgraded on the political level. We want to reinforce and reconfirm our excellent relations with the United States. We have common roots, common goal. We participate as a member allies in NATO, and that shows our commitment, mutual commitment, to establish peace, security, not only in the region, but internationally. Recently, there was a huge financial crisis. I mentioned that because the problems like the financial crisis, poverty, the climate change, the energy resources are problems that will face the whole world. So a closer cooperation to that respect is needed, and we feel that we can exchange ideas on these mutual problems, but particularly in the defense sector. I'm taking the chance to say that in the latest financial crisis, Greece has managed to do a very good job, because our banking system was not exposed to the toxic products. The government of Greece has announced a financial aid program of 28 billion euros in order to increase the liquidity of the Greek banking system, but also we have managed to proceed the necessary reforms in the last 5.5 years in terms of the Greek economy. So, concluding, I would like to say that we need to reinforce, re-establish our relations with the United States. We feel they are stable, and we feel that Greece in the future years can play a crucial role internationally, both in the European Union and in NATO.
Thank you. Please, Oliver.
Yes, my name is Oliver Kaliu. I'm the Deputy Chief of Mission at the Embassy of the Republic of Macedonia in Washington. Just a couple of comments and maybe a question. I really, we really appreciate and commend the stance of Greece that this is a golden opportunity for every aspirant country for NATO and the European Union from the region to be included in the NATO, and that Greece is really an anchor that will push these countries to this joint goals. Also, we really respect the position that we should focus on the issues that that unite us rather than divide us, as the deputy minister said. I respectfully have to disagree with the stance that the government of the Republic of Macedonia at this time has the anachronistic policies of hatred, etc. It is really a reaction, I guess, to the win-win situation that the deputy minister suggests, where we are supposed to change the constitution and the passport, etc. It's really hard to talk about the win-win situation in a stance like this. Anyhow, everybody knows that both Greece and Macedonia are really committed to continuing the talks under the auspices of the United Nations. We have cooperated and we will cooperate. We have had a wonderful cooperation in Afghanistan under the Greek command and forces. I would really appreciate if the deputy minister can kind of elaborate maybe how we can move from this position of both countries wanting win-win situation while sticking to their own basically initial positions.
I think I was clear when I mentioned that Greece has done, has officially has taken all the necessary steps to reach a solution on the name issue, and our country has officially accepted the composite name with a geographical attribution. Other than that, I do not believe that in whole diplomatic negotiations procedure aid the contradict public views in any field where they may come from. On the democracy, of course, everyone is entitled to their opinion when expressed to institutions. But then again, I feel arising subjects like minorities or national identities, so-called historic identities, does not help in the diplomatic procedure. We want to find a solution. We want to find a mutual acceptable solution on the name issue. We have done our job, and we still expecting from FIROM a certain answer, so that nobody has the feeling that you win or we win. We don't want winner or losers. We want to find a solution, And Pharaoh must realize that in order to enter both organization, NATO and the European Union, should fulfill the minimum criteria. This is the answer. So Skopje must realize that this is the only route in order to find a mutual acceptable solution. We are considered U.S. friends, who are considered U.S. neighbors, so we must find solution. It is not a problem between Skopje and Athens. It is a problem between a NATO member and Fayrom.
Please, any more questions? Let me ask a question at you about potential threats to Balkan stability in the future. We've focused over the years on ethnic problems, the stability of states, but there's another question that may come up in the years ahead. That's why I call trickle-down economic crisis as a result of a potentially very deep recession, falling investments, and so on. How will that be reflected, do you think, in not only in Greece, as you said, Greece is relatively shielded, but in some of the countries to your north, in the Central Balkans? What can you expect? How do you expect some of these crises to evolve, and how we can prevent them?
As I've already mentioned, Greece is playing a dominant role in order to establish security, peace in the region. With refer to the recent economical crisis, we still don't know how long it lasts and what will be the parameters in the real economy. But as far as Greece is concerned, we are trying to take the necessary measures. I've already mentioned what the government's priority has done in this aspect. What I consider will be the problem mainly to Greece is the issue of the immigrants, which nowadays is of great concerns in the European Union. President Sarkozy has put his view on this subject, and we believe that we should find a common ground, because this is a main problem that we will consider in the near future.
Please, this is your one opportunity. You can have follow-up questions. Colander, please.
Yes, thank you. Well, Mr. Deputy Minister, on behalf of Croatia, I can say that we really appreciate your position towards the integration of all of our countries into the European Union and NATO. And you mentioned the Southeast European Cooperation Process, which is actually the only regional initiative that emanated from the region, from the countries themselves, and was not imposed from the outside. And I think that was one of the reasons for its success, because it has really become the type of regional initiative that has become almost an organization, and that is now building closer ties to Brussels, to both the European Union and NATO. How do you see further cooperation in the defense field, which I think has not been that developed in the context of that initiative, especially in the sense of what was traditionally called territorial defense, or what is here called homeland security, in the context of transborder threats such as international terrorism, proliferation of weapons, etc. But also one of the problems that both Croatia and Greece had last year, and that was forest fires, terrible fires that cost a lot of lives. And we proposed the establishment of a regional fire or disaster prevention center. So how do you see that our cooperation can develop further? And how can countries such as the United States assist us in this process? Because we're obviously talking about threats that concern everyone globally. Thank you.
Well, I feel that since we're neighbors and we share common problems and we also share common values, I think there is plenty of room in terms of cooperation, both on the political and in the military levels. And yet again, the European Union can take such action, and of course NATO, in order to establish the security and the peace in the region. So We feel that in terms of Greece, we feel that we have common problems, common roots. In the recent fires when we had in the in Peloponnese, we had aid from other European countries, and I believe the cooperation in the military level can be progressed.
Okay, anybody else? Let me ask you a question. I was going to leave this to the end. Maybe I should ask you now. What would you expect from a next U.S. administration in terms of any new initiatives, reinforcement of current initiatives? I don't just mean NATO, but in terms of policy in general towards the broader Southeast European region.
Well, during the past 3 days, I have the chance to have several meetings with all the transitions teams. I had the chance to express Greece's views on various matters. I believe that, as I've already mentioned, that the problems that we are going to fear in the near future are common, like poverty, like energy matters, like climate matters, international operations like in Afghanistan. Here I have the chance to say that Greece's position is that military action is not only enough. We need more civilian action. And Greece has played a role to this extent. It's going to send an OMLT pretty soon in Afghanistan. We have financed a PRT group of Hungarian with 500,000 euros, and we are thinking of doing more in that respect. So we feel that we have common ground, we have common problems. We need to strengthen our relations and reaffirm to this position the HLCC is a great opportunity to state all these facts and subjects. And we feel that whoever is going to be a president in the next election, Greece is committed to have excellent relationships, not only in terms of the benefit of the two countries, but in terms of the benefit of the whole world.
Okay, thank you very much. Please, okay, one more.
Follow-up, please, mm-hmm. Mr. Deputy Minister. What steps, if any, has Greece taken to increase the transparency in the purchase or procurement of military equipment so that all potential bidders feel like they're on a level playing field?
Well, Greece, actually, in terms of the its military transformation and in terms of buying defense material, has promoted transparency, buying in terms of buying defense material, of course, depending on its real needs. We buy defense material according to our real needs, and of course, to the extent that depending on our national needs and our international obligations. So we are trying also to involve the domestic defense industry in our ammunitions buyers. So to that extent, so we feel that the Greek industry can be evolved to these buyers.
Are you satisfied with the level of technology transfer that has been taking place between U.S. Defense contractors and Greece?
I have to mention that we also export technology to the United States. So we feel that to that extent the cooperation for both states can be mutually beneficial. Well, I've already told you that so far we have a great cooperation between the member states. I feel that this excellent relation can be improved more.
Please, anybody else? I'm running out of questions as well, I think. Please.
One more question. What are your views on the most recent negotiation attempts regarding Cyprus from your leadership position? Thank you.
Well, at the time being, there are direct negotiations between the two presidents, between the two leaders. Of course, we are enhancing this process. I think it's a long time so we haven't found a solution, and we feel that for the time being, we should enhance the negotiations in order to find a final solution. Ambassador wants to.
Yes, add something. Yes, I think it's good that Cyprus emerges first. I don't want to repeat what Minister Plakiotakis just said. I would say that first, it seems that there is a good chemistry between President Christofias and the leader of Turkish Cypriot community, Mr. Talat. They know each other pretty well. The second is that there are some lessons that have been learned from failed attempts to find the solution, Cyprus. We support, but we not dictate. We support President Christofias' efforts to reach a solution based on federal, bizonal, state, with one state, with one international personality, one sovereignty. The lessons from the past. This state, Cyprus Republic, cannot be reborn. It's there. It's a member of the United Nations, and most recently is a member of the European Union. So the solution has to be in line of the relevant United Nations Security Council resolutions, and in line with the European, as we call it, acquis and standards. Lessons learned from the past. A solution has to be negotiated between the two communities, and of course, to avoid artificial timetables and coercive action. So this is the lessons learned from the failed Annan plan.
Thank you, Alexander. Anybody else? It's like an auction, going. Last chance. Okay, Anas, thank you very much. Good luck in your work, and I'm looking forward to developing our partnership with Athens. Thank you for coming.